Thank you for calling Wolford House Dinner Theater. I am Scott. How may I help you?
Hi, Scott. Can I speak to Peggy, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
All right, I'll see if she's available. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's good. I called back a little earlier. I think I caught you when you were on your lunch break. I spoke to Frida for a little while down in accounting.
Right.
Right. Did she mention that to you?
No, she did not. I haven't been able to speak to her since lunch.
I got you. Okay. Well, anyway, I was just looking to follow up with you guys here. It looks like we extended an offer your way just a couple of days ago. It should have come through the direct mail. It said Bank of Cardiff on the front with a big crown. Did you bump into any letter like that here recently?
Perhaps. Oh, are you offering money for...
For equipment, expansions, stuff like that. Yeah, that's about right. We had
I did receive it, but, I'm really not interested right now, so...
Yeah, I got you. That's fine.
But right now, I'm fine.
Sure, that's fine. I was just looking to make an introduction here. It's rare to kind of catch people right when they need it, but I was going to introduce myself and just let you guys know. We had you pre-approved for about $250,000. You were right. It does cover, equipment if you were trying to buy stuff for the theater or if you wanted just cash or plans for an expansion. We can definitely help out with that, too. And, yeah, we specialize in the field here, like small, medium-sized businesses, so we generally kind of go the extra mile for you guys, pick up where the banks kind of fall short. I saw you guys did some work here with, I think, Vendlease, looks like it was not too long ago, 2013, I think it was, a cash register, something like that. Is that ringing any bells?
What company did you say?
It's called Vendlease.
No, I don't recall that, no.
Okay, yeah, that just kind of came up here, it's like a Dun & Bradstreet credit profile, but, Yeah, we were looking to check in. I'd like to see more dinner theaters around, to be honest. That sounds like a great way to spend some time. But, if you guys do have plans for expansion, anything like that, feel free to reach out.
Okay. If you don't mind, go ahead and send me your card. I don't see anything in the foreseeable future, but you never know. Boy, we've been here 15 years, and you never know when some equipment might break down or
dust.
Whatever. Expensive as the kitchen equipment especially.
Yeah, definitely right. So that's exactly what we're doing here, just making the introduction. Is there a good email address for you, Peggy?
Yeah, it's phsutphin@gmail.com.
Phsutphin. Okay. So that's
phsutphin@gmail.com.
So phsutphin@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Right,
so what kind of interest rate are we talking about right now?
So honestly, we're pretty good in the field. We generally do pretty well. Would you be looking for just cash or like equipment?
Either or. What's the difference?
Sure. So our equipment is a bit like a traditional loan. You know, we do the 2 to 5 year terms and everything. What we take into account for that is the type of equipment. So it'd be kitchen stuff, relatively safe. You said you've been around for about 13 years. So we take time and business.
Actually more than that. We're going into 17, really.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's definitely a plus, too. So we take time and business account into account. And then about your credit score, would you think it was good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. I don't report to Dun & Bradstreet.
Sure. What about your personal credit? Just you?
My personal credit, actually, in 2010, I had to do a bankruptcy because I had a huge theater in Wisconsin that didn't materialize. But here in Whitville, we've been here for 15 years.
Yeah, so that's been a while back. So, yeah, honestly, if you put those three things together, those rates typically start at, the mid-single digits. With your time in business and kitchen equipment, I'd say, 2 to 5%? something like that. Yeah, we'd be pretty competitive. Another good perk that we have is, like, let's say you went and tried to finance it through, like, a bank that you go to or everything. We get kind of aggressive on those rates. So what you would do is send us their offer, and you would send in your with your application package and everything. We'd drop whatever they offered you by a couple points just to kind of keep the business. We kind of emphasize on the client relationship more. So if we're not going to make some money off a deal, it's not really priority. We just try to retain you guys. So yeah, we have the match or beat policy. It's more like a beat or beat policy. We definitely try to knock it down. And then yeah, that's as far as the equipment goes. The other stuff, the working capital, we take your gross annual sales, just what you made throughout the year, and we can generally unlock 10-15% of that.
Right.
So like, what'd you guys do in sales last year?
Around 2 million plus.
Around 2 million, right. So, I mean, that's probably more than you would ever need in cash if we took 10% of that, you know, like 200,000. But we would be able to unlock that between 200 and 350,000 and kind of just, you could use it as whatever you want. We don't take collateral on it. And then, yeah, that's if you have plans for expansion, trying to open another theater, things like that. That's where that would apply. But either way, with your industry and with your time in business and everything, you could definitely rely on some of those lower rates for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your call. You
sure.
know, like I said, we've been here for 17 years going on, and we have a local bank that we, you know, run all of our deposits, et cetera, through. So.
Sure. I got you.
Appreciate your call.
Absolutely. No worries, Peggy. I'll go ahead and shoot you that email with just some contact info. Like you said, if anything comes up in the future, it'd have my direct number and everything there. Feel free to reach out, and we'll definitely throw our hat in the ring, see what we can do.
All right.
All right, Peggy. Have a good rest of your day. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.